this is a tale that is rarely told. What goes on behind the scenes of a church Christmas program? It's a frightening account of the dark side of human nature, which emerges during the dreaded dress rehearsal. If you have young children, you may want to shield their eyes.
Okay, everyone, we're ready to begin our dress rehearsal. Let's make Jesus real proud and give our very, very best effort, alrighty?
Mr. Rector, I don't know why we'd have to practice early. We didn't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I know, right? Is a pumpkin spice latte really that much to ask for?
I can't believe I had to wake up this early on a weekend. I didn't even have time to put a second coat of mascara on, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I do apologize, Mr. and Mrs. Jitters. We just need a few minutes with your precious angel to make sure she knows all her songs. Farrah, you can go stand over there next to the other perfect angels, right between Kate and Jacqueline.
You look beautiful.
Oh, you really think so?
Of course.
Yeah, totally.
A-O-D.
You can pick her up in 2 hours.
How rude. Who does she think she is?
Some people. Now, where is my script? I can't find my script. I can't believe this. Miss Guy, did you have an extra copy?
Here you are, Miss Director. No need to be upset.
Upset? I'm not upset. No, no. That wouldn't be very Jesus-like, no, would it? No, I'm just fine and dandy.
Miss Director, Miss Director.
Yes, Trebek, what is it?
Miss Director, I thought that you should know that most biblical scholars agree that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, probably not in December at all. They believe that he was born during the Jewish fall festivals, maybe during the Feast of Tabernacles. So I really don't know why we're doing this play at all. The whole December 25th thing is credited to Constantine when he was...
We are putting on the show tomorrow! Everyone knows I'm the director. They're gonna think...
Misdirected, don't you think you're being a little harsh?
I guess. Okay, let's begin, dear children. Let's start with the 4-year-old class. All our little shepherds and angels, stand up and let's hear you sing your pretty song for Jesus.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus.
Oh, stop, 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 go ahead. Keep taking them.
The stars in the sky.
No, get up.
The Hello.
Jesus,
it's me.
Can't do it. Sit down! This is a disaster! These children are completely uncivilized! Oh, here comes Pastor Dollar! He'll give these kids a good talking to!
Now, if y'all want to put something in the pot, please, feel free.
Behave.
Thank y'all so much for coming. We appreciate it. Now, if you want to, don't wait till the end to put it in your offering. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, brother. Oh, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hi, children. How y'all? God bless you. That's what we like
Pastor
to see.
Oh, Pastor Dollar, I'm so glad you're here. We're having a bit of trouble with the children showing honor to Jesus. Would you please encourage them to do their very best for me? I mean, for Jesus?
You know, Miss Director, I don't care what those kids do on the stage tomorrow. All I know is that their mommies and daddies... Their grandmommies and granddaddies are going to be here to put extra money in my baskets.
Huh?
Now that, misdirected, is the blessed bottom line.
Okay.
Misdirected, I need to have a word with you. My dear boy Roland is such a talented young actor. You have him standing in the back where he can't even be seen.
You mean Roland, the boy who was just rolling on the floor during the last song?
Clearly he's bored because his talents aren't being properly showcased in this church.
You're right, dear. It's time for us to find a church where our spiritual gifts are appreciated.
Good luck with that!
Misdirected. Oh, maybe we should let the teenagers practice their song.
I guess. Send them in. The next generation of Christian leaders. Let's hear your wonderful song for Jesus. Hey, wait a minute. Where are your shepherd's costumes? This is supposed to be a dress rehearsal.
His costumes are so lame. Not gonna happen.
Awkward.
Hashtag embarrassing.
Okay, never mind. I don't even care anymore. Just go ahead and sing. One, two, three, and... I'll get you started. Silent night, holy night. Come on. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon bird.
You have no idea what you're doing.
Hi, Grandpa.
Shh. Let me show you teenagers how to sing properly. Silent night, holy night.
I scored!
Oh, that reminds me, we celebrated our golden anniversary with our 1,000th trip to Disney World.
Don't interrupt me, dear. The show is a disaster. Now sing it again, like I taught you. Silent night, holy night. This is what's wrong with America today. Children have no respect for their elders.
Come back, dear. They need you.
Really? You're not gonna sing? For Jesus? No? Fine, ungrateful little
mistress!
Oh my, I just had a little bee in my bonnet. It's just that I haven't heard a sermon in 6 weeks since we've been rehearsing for this play. I'm a little low on the living water, if you know what I mean. I simply do not want to be the laughingstock of this church tomorrow.
It's gonna be just fine.
Okay, now where's our soloist? Where's Roxy? She's always she always cheers me up with her brilliant performances each year.
Roxy gets a solo every year.
Yeah, she's the church superstar.
Where are my assistants?
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to.
You, send Paris a text. Tell her I'll meet her for lunch at the Sapphire Grill at noon.
Yes, Miss Roxy.
You, call my publicist. Tell him the photo shoot's canceled until he finds me a better makeup artist. I'm so tired of working with amateurs.
Your wish is my command.
Don't forget it.
Oh, Roxy, I'm so glad you're here. You're my only hope for a good show tomorrow.
You're right about that. Misdirected. I sure do hope you've hired a professional camera crew for tomorrow, so we can sell my performance on DVD.
Stop this madness! What are you all doing? This isn't how people are supposed to act in church. It's not about you and your DVD. It's not about you getting praised. It's not about you and your coffee. It's not about you and your gifts. And sir, it's certainly not about money. It's about love. God's love, and he showed us that love by sending Jesus to earth. That's the point, and you're all missing it.
No, son, you're right. We've had it all wrong. I've had it all wrong. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't proud. It does not boast. Guys, love isn't rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered and holds no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. You know, when all is said and done, three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And we all hope you have a lovely Christmas.
What a great job, and if you haven't gotten the real meaning of Christmas after this, may the Lord remind you of this today. we want to pray for you as you go today. I want you to go with this play in mind, with what you've seen here. I know it's short, but very much to the point. Let's pray together. And as we pray right now, if you have a need that this Christmas season that you would like for us to pray for, would you just put your hand up right now? Anybody got a need? Okay, you can put your hands down. And secondly, do you have somebody in your family or amongst your friends who is separated from the Lord right now and needs Jesus desperately? Would you raise your hand, please? Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for your presence here today. Lord, I thank you for speaking to us through this play. Lord, it's a powerful message of how the love of God works and, Lord, how your forgiveness works. Lord, we're asking you today for your forgiveness for the way we've treated your birth, all the ways in which we have trampled on the true meaning of this season. Lord, we also intercede for many needs here today. Lord, there are those among us who have experienced the death of loved ones. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us have family relationships that are very strained right now. God, we're asking you, come, speak, move, work in these lives. Now, Lord, we also pray today for those in our families, our friends, who are separated from you and need you in their lives today, that this season can be complete. Come, Lord. Use us in their lives. We thank you. Now, we'd sure like to get those cards from you as we remain in an attitude of prayer. There's a basket in the back and baskets up here at the table where the Advent candles are. We'd like to get those cards from you. Or if you have an offering to bring today, you can bring that today as we remain in an attitude of prayer. Now look this way, if you will. For those of you that will not get the chance, another chance this week to wish you Merry Christmas, let me say to you from the bottom of my heart today and my family, Merry Christmas. God bless you, everyone, and all God does and wants to do in your life. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday night, those of you that can make it for that, and bring your family and your friends. Y'all know the drill. We won't put anybody on the spot. We'll have a wonderful time of worshiping the Lord here. Lord, bless you. Now, Lord, send us out in your power. Send us out with the authority of God the Father. Let us experience, Lord, the love of Jesus the Son and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.